Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I was on Undisputed this morning with Skip and Shannon. And I tell you what, one of the topics we discussed, Rob, you could probably guess it, Lakers-Blazers. Looks like the Blazers, they are roaring to not only the play-in game, but they look like they're going to roar to the eighth seed and then have the advantage in the playoff game. But it looks like they'll be the team that meets the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. Now, you know, anything can happen. They got four seeding games left, so it's not guaranteed, but I'm thinking it's going to be the Blazers, and so are most people. And the question was, are the Blazers, who are 3-1 in the bubble, Damian Lillard is killing it, averaging 30-something points, CJ McCollum, Gary Trent Jr., for goodness sake, has come out of nowhere. Yusef Nurkic is back healthy, the 7-footer. Zach Collins back healthy. And Carmelo Anthony, despite what I was reading about today on Deadspin.com, the Hall of Famer, H-A-L-L of Famer, is back and playing a nice little role there. Rob Parker can fill you in on what I'm alluding to.
You already know the headline on that column was spectacular.
But that wasn't you, though.
Wrote the headline.
Do you do headlines, too?
No, I suggest.
Because, you know, usually we don't
No,
do
we
headlines.
Don't. I suggested that one because I came up with it. Hollow yes. Famer.
Well,
like
that's
like hollow
York,
numbers.
That's your New York background. That's your New York back page background. Yeah, hollow flamer. Hollow famer.
Right.
H-O-L-L-O-W.
Yes. Right. But no, I came up with that. You know what's funny? Leon Carter. You know Leon.
Yep.
Leon Carter hit me up. And you know, Leon, of course, was a sports editor and Daily News.
That's
in
a
New
back
York.
Page right there.
ESPN. Yeah. And he said it. He said he sent me Hall of Famer, like, that's awesome. And then I said, I wrote that. I wrote that headline. I did. I'm taking credit. I did.
That's a back page. That is a New York Post, even Daily News back page. You know
no
that.
No doubt.
But yeah, Rob, so the question was, do you think people are talking now? Are the Blazers a legitimate threat to the Lakers in the playoffs? Because the Lakers obviously haven't looked good. What do you think?
I'm not there yet. I remember the Blazers last year. I know it's a different year, different people, when they got swept in the Western Conference Finals. Not ready for prime time.
Right.
And you know, getting excited about a couple of games, especially when you're beating some teams that really don't have that much to gain from it. You know, they're in their spots. So I just would be careful before people think, oh, wow, look, the Blazers are going to win. I don't see it. I'm not buying in. If the Lakers were to lose to the Blazers in the first round, it would be because the Lakers are self-destructed. Anthony Davis was a no-show. LeBron James had a bum big toe. Seriously, if that were to happen, it would be a catastrophe for the Lakers, even more so than crowning the Trailblazers. That's how big. It wouldn't be the other way around. The story would be LeBron James and Anthony Davis choked to the Portland Trailblazers.
It would. And a lot of people also would look at it as, okay, the end of LeBron James' prime is here.
Yep.
That's what they would look at it like. Because for them to lose, Rob, LeBron would have to look like he's looked in the bubble.
Right.
Which I don't expect to happen. I expect him to turn it on and play like LeBron James in the playoffs.
And remember, it ain't about one game. You're beating LeBron James and Anthony Davis in four games? Seriously, four games? Chris, if it happens, I'll be the first to raise my hand and say, stunned, unbelievable, can't believe it, and you're right. The beginning of the end of LeBron James in the NBA.
Yeah, and I said it on the show, Undisputed. I said I give the Blazers an 8-10% chance of upsetting the Lakers. And now if you ask me, can they make it a series? Can they go 6? Maybe can they go 7? Then I'd say, I think there's a good chance of that. But even if it goes 7, I don't give the Blazers a chance to win it. And most people would say, well, if it goes 7, anybody can win. I would be shocked, even in 7, if the Blazers won. So I think they can make it a series, but I do not think they can beat the Lakers, as you said, 4 out of 7. And one of their major problems—
If it was one game, Chris?
Of course. Anything can happen, especially with the three-point ball nowadays.
Absolutely. One
but
game?
They got nobody, Rob, to guard LeBron James. And it look, Melo, I don't care if it's skinny Melo. I don't care if it's hoodie Melo. I don't care if it's Orangeman Melo from Syracuse. I don't care if it's Olympic Melo. I don't care if it's yellow Melo or Melo yellow, whatever the pop was called.
Was it Melo yellow?
He cannot guard LeBron James. Zach Collins cannot guard LeBron James. And if Yusef Nurkic wants to provide resistance at the rim, we saw how that turned out last time. LeBron put him on a poster. That's not even to mention Anthony Davis. So Rob, Portland is a great story in the bubble, but, and look, I get it. The Lakers have trouble guarding the perimeter. Portland's shooting lights out. So people are looking at it like, man, they got a shot. Again, they got a shot to push the Lakers and make it interesting. They do not have a shot, in my opinion, to beat the Lakers.
No, I just don't see it. I understand why people are looking at the Lakers. I think when you look at the Lakers, it's more about long-term and whether or not they can get to the Western Conference Finals
right,
or even win. Those are the concerns, and I think those are real, Chris, when they play better teams later on
second
in the playoffs.
Second round, maybe even Houston,
exactly.
But certainly the Clippers.
Houston and the Clippers, when you look at those teams, I think, okay, there could be an issue. They don't have the depth. They're top-heavy. They don't shoot the three ball, and they don't defend the three ball.
Right.
And this man's NBA, Chris, how in the world could you feel good about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the other thing, Rob. LeBron James, for whatever reason, his teams have a habit of kind of taking the pedal off the gas late in the season. In 2017, when he was still in Cleveland, they went 11-15 over the last 2 months and still, of course, reached the finals. In 2016, when they won it all, they finished 10-7 in the regular season. Not great. And, of course, won the finals. So we saw in the East how playoff LeBron would come out of nowhere and just destroy everybody. Now, is that going to happen throughout the Western playoffs? I don't think so. But it certainly can happen in the first round. So, playoff LeBron and Anthony Davis, I don't see them going down.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Man, I'm excited today. Y'all know I get hyped when we have a hip-hop legend on Celebrity Corner. And you hear the jam right now. Multi-platinum. It's our man, Fredro Starr. From the legendary group Onyx. What's up, brother?
Yo, what's going on, my brother?
Man, it's great to have you on, my man. And let me shout out your podcast, because I know you want to talk sports, so we're going to get to plenty of sports, too. But you're the co-host of the Rappers Ballers podcast with Johnny Vulgar. So we're going to talk about that first. I know Rob's got a question for you.
Wanted to say, where in Queens did you grow up, when you
Jamaica, Queens. Come
you
on,
know
man.
It. Where?
You know
I'm from
Come
Jamaica,
on.
Queens. Linden and Merritt.
Onyx, Lost Boys, 56. We from the same neighborhood, man.
That's what's up.
My wife is from Rochdale Village, man.
And you know
what? I know about Rochdale. Section 1, Section 2.
And they got married on the Triangle Church there on Linden and Merritt.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Man.
Big up Queens. Queens all day.
Right. All right, so look, let's get to it. Now, tell us about your podcast, Rappers Ballers. What are y'all, is it y'all talking to rappers about hoop and football and stuff, or what is it? What's the tell us about the podcast.
See, Rappers and Ballers is hosted by me, my boy Johnny Voga. You know, I feel like hip-hop and basketball and boxing and, you know, it's the same culture, man. So we just talk about sports and talk about hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Every episode on Rappers and Ballers, we do have a freestyle, though. That's what makes our podcast different from other podcasts. We always got a freestyle at the end, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Now you say do the athletes come on and rap, or you just drop a freestyle, or how's it work?
We got athletes rapping. The co-hosts both rap. Actually, we even dropped the EP to support the podcast because my co-host, he thinks he can rap. So I was like, all right, let's do an EP. So yeah, my man Johnny Voga, we got an EP. But yeah, guests come on there and rap. The first episode is with BSF, which is Black Soprano Family. That's Benny the Butcher's label and their artists. We got Heem on there, Rick High, and Love Boat Luciano. They kill a freestyle. That episode will be dropping this Monday. Rappers and Ballers everywhere.
All right, cool.
Now tell me, growing up in New York, obviously, you're a Knicks fan. And when you think of that, am I wrong or are you a Knicks fan?
Since Carmelo left, okay. I've been a Knicks fan.
Oh, wow. Since he left.
So that was it.
Now, we're going to ask you. Rob, I'm going to put him on blast.
Yeah, you can put me on blast.
I think Melo is an easy first ballot Hall of Famer.
No,
his NBA career. Forget college.
Forget college and the Olympics.
I think just based on his NBA career, Melo's a Hall of Famer. And Rob disagrees. Where you at on that?
He has to be a Hall of Famer, man. Come on, look what he did. I mean, his career, like you said, even from college, he's always been a marquee act. So, you know, because he don't have a ring, that doesn't make him not a Hall of Famer. Come on, he's Carmelo Anthony. You know what I'm saying? And he's still playing at a high level right now. So,
but it's not just about
Carmelo number seven, the guard number. You already know.
But it's not just about not having a ring. Is when I look at his career, I look at it as mostly disappointing to me. I'll give you an example of a couple of guys who didn't win rings, but they were able. Charles Barkley won an MVP and took the Suns to the finals. Even Dwight Howard, okay, took his team in Orlando to the championship. Allen Iverson, go look at the squad he had in Philadelphia when they made it to the championship. That's the one thing. If you're one of those elite players, I'm not saying you have to win, but he never won an MVP and never got his team to a championship. I think that's where you start to look at people and determine whether or not they're one of the greatest of all time. Is that not fair?
This is definitely debatable right here, definitely.
Because, see, I would throw out Dominique Wilkins and George Gervin. Never got close to the finals or an MVP in their Hall of Famers. Rob, certainly by the standards of people in the Hall of Fame, Chris Mullin, who was a great player, but not better than Melo.
Yeah, but those are all based on college and different stuff as well.
So a gold medal in the USA doesn't count for nothing? I mean, nothing?
Well, we were talking about that yesterday. I mean, God bless him. He's got, what, three of them?
Yeah, three, right.
Come on, man. I could have played on that team and got a gold medal.
And you know what? And
they beat,
Uruguay. You know what I mean? Like, let's be honest.
All right, so Fredro, you watching the bubble. We know that. Who do you have? Who, Rob and I have picked the Clippers to win it all.
From Jump Street.
Yeah, we've seen nothing to change our mind. Where are you at on the bubble? Who do you like coming out of it?
Oh, man, you know, man, my favorite person in the bubble, I mean, it has to be LeBron James and the Lakers, man. I think I'm going to have to go with LeBron and the Lakers just because he's LeBron. And I think losing last year, I think they're going to try hard this year. But the Clippers, they always beating the Lakers, man. So it's going to be real tough. But at least it's going to end up in L.A. You know what I mean? I think the champ is going to end up in L.A. Whoever it is, the Lakers or the Clippers, that's where it's going to end up this year, straight up.
I give you a lot of credit. Go ahead. No, I was going to say, go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of people think in Portland can beat the Lakers in the first round because of how the Lakers have looked in the bubble. We don't think that, but you don't seem to be concerned about the Blazers either.
Nah, man, I love Dame Dollar, man, but I think when it comes to, like, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, they always fall short for some reason, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I don't know. I got to give it to the Clippers or the Lakers. The Lakers.
How about when you talk about, you just talked about LeBron. We've always had this debate about Michael Jordan and LeBron, who's the greatest of all time. Give me your greatest basketball player and give me the greatest rapper of all time.
Mm. Oh, man, the greatest rapper of all time has to be Rakim. I mean, because I came up in that era. When we came up, man, Rakim was, you know, Paid in Full. That album brought me through a lot. It brought me to just being, like, responsible. Ever since Rakim,
Wait a minute. Let me interrupt, because isn't there a line from there that I can't shake from my head? You thought I was a donut. You tried to glaze me.
Right.
I can't let that lie go.
Rakim changed the game. There's no doubt. He totally changed
the game. Rakim's definitely the best. And coming to basketball, like, people forget about Dr. J. Yo, when I came up, man, when I was a kid, Dr. J was the guy. Like, he was doing all the dunks. He was this special player to me. Like, Dr. J, when I was a little kid, it was Dr. J and Coca-Cola. That was America to me. You know what I'm saying? So everybody talk about Magic and they talk about LeBron. They miss Dr. J. He was the greatest to me. So that's my number one player.
Over Michael Jordan?
Yes, because he meant more to me, like Michael Jordan. Like, I felt that, but it was Dr. J, who I was a little kid, that made me love basketball. Dr. J, Muhammad Ali, Bruce Lee, that's my era. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the
right.
70s. Man. I'm an OG. You know what
the
saying?
Thing about Dr. J, because people look at it and say he's only got one title, which in the NBA is true. But you remember, he won two rings in the ABA, and people try to poo-poo that. But, Rob, during those years that he won his championships, the ABA and the NBA would always play each other. Like, their, you know, teams from the ABA would play teams from the NBA in exhibitions, and the ABA would win 66% of the time.
Wow.
Two out of every three, they were winning. So you can – those two rings from Dr. J – should be viewed just as greatly as, like, the ring that Will won in 72.
Right, but you know it's not, though.
It's not, unfortunately. But I, as I've looked more closely at that, I say, you know what? It probably should be. But you're right, Rob. We don't view it that way, but maybe we should.
But, you know, when you ask someone what's their favorite artist or what their favorite basketball player is, it's not based on stats. It's based on impact of his life. You know what I'm saying? If the impact is greater, you're going to remember it different. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I picked Rakim as my favorite rapper, because I felt that. I went through that. Baisley Park, Queens, that was Rakim era. And then, you know, Dr. J, when I was a kid, that was the guy. When I was a young kid, I fell in love with basketball at the age of 8, 9 years old. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Fredro Starr from the legendary rap group Onyx. Look, man, you're based in L.A., right?
I'm based in L.A., man. We got Rappers and Ballers. We doing a podcast. Shout out to Candy Pins. We at the Candy Pins Mansion doing a podcast. It was dope. You know, L.A. got the best trees, the best weather, so that's what we at.
Hey, one last thing.
When this clears up, we're going to bring you in studio.
Yes.
Yep.
What was the name?
Definitely gotta come through.
What was the name of the hamburger spot on Linden and Merrick? It was a big silver, big white building on the corner of Linden and Merrick. Was a hamburger place when we were growing up in Jamaica, Queens.
I know about Linden and Suffern. You got McDonald's. I know about that.
That's McDonald's. It was, you know what it was? Benson Burgers. It was right there on the corner. No?
See, that's, you're talking about, like, more where Tribe Called Quest is at. I'm on Rockaway Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, okay,
we had
then.
The famous Fish House. You know what I'm saying? You
know I
about
know where that is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, the Fish House. You know what I'm saying? Right by Rockaway Boulevard. That's
Rob
where I'm at.
Might be talking about the 60s, too.
No, so, I'm not talking about the 60s.
All right, brother, man. Great
Thank
stuff.
You.
We appreciate it, man. And we will get you in studio in the future. Good luck with the podcast, too.
My brothers. Love
All right,
love.
My man. Yeah.
I want.
Yep. All right, that's Fredro Starr from Onyx.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Yes, sir. It is 6 minutes, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, the segment that's sweeping the nation, where Chris and Rob are going head-to-head, and we let the callers be the judge to decide who had the better points in the debate. Now, once again, Chris Broussard is the defending champion. Last time we played, he won. So he's going to get the first crack at it this time. And this week's topic came to us earlier this week. Is Lamar Jackson the best player in football right now? Rob says yes. Chris says no. Chris, you got the first 2 minutes. Make it count.
Lamar's a tremendous player and deserved to be last year's MVP. But winning the MVP award does not mean you're the best player in the sport. In the NBA, Steve Nash won 2 MVPs, but was never the best player in the game. Likewise, in the NFL, Matt Ryan and Rich Gannon won MVPs, and neither of them was ever the best player in the league. No, the best player in football, or even basketball, must have a combination of individual greatness, most notably seen through your great stats, and W's, wins. Otherwise, Will Chamberlain would be considered the GOAT of the NBA, or Dan Marino would be considered the GOAT quarterback. But nobody argues that because they don't have the wins. Rob, you know this as well as anyone. I'm shocked and a bit let down that you're discarding your tried and true formula, the mantra that you've stood by as long as I've known you. There's a short menu in sports, wins and losses. For you to argue that someone that's never won a Super Bowl, never even won a playoff game.
Playoffs?
That you to argue somebody has never won a playoff game is the best player in sports is just sad. It's ridiculous, even hypocritical. Come on, Rob Parker, you're better than that. But like I said, it's about eye-popping individual production plus wins. And the guy that's got that more than anybody is Pat Mahomes. The Super Bowls, the most touchdowns of any quarterback in his first 2 years. More TDs he threw in his rookie year than Lamar's thrown in 22 career starts. More TDs in his rookie year. More yards as a rookie than Aaron Rodgers has put up in any of his seasons. Pat Mahomes has the individual production and the wins, the Super Bowl title, to be the best player in the NFL.
Lamar Jackson, without question, is the best player in the NFL. Not only was he a unanimous MVP, which Chris failed to use that word, unanimous, only 2 players in the history of the NFL has ever won that award. And Patrick Mahomes wasn't one of them. And the other thing is, when you talk about it, is the players, his own peers who played against him, that speaks volumes. The media voted him unanimous, which is almost unbelievable because you can't get media members to agree on anything. And then the players. And the players didn't even, it wasn't like it's between Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes was 4th. He wasn't even 2nd. They didn't even think he was the 2nd best player. Or that Lamar Jackson had just nudged him out. He had a historic season throwing the football for touchdowns. His team won 12 straight games. His team blew out 5 teams by 21 or more. He beat playoff teams up and down. Look at what he's accomplished. That's why his peers and teammates and other people around the league have looked at him. And here's the other part about Mahomes. Last year, in 7 of the 14 games he played, he threw 1 touchdown or less. He wasn't magical. You're living off of the rookie year with 50 touchdowns. He dropped to 26 touchdowns. He was solved last year, and it had nothing to do with the injury. He didn't lead in any major quarterback statistical category. Not 1. How could he be the best player in the league? He didn't lead in any of them. Lamar Jackson is the best player.
The hypocrisy is unbearable. Now unanimous matters. It doesn't. You didn't say that when Steph Curry was the first unanimous MVP of the NBA. Oh, the player vote matters? You didn't say that when 150 NBA players didn't vote LeBron James to the All-Star team? Stop it, Rob. Lamar, everything you said was regular season. What about winning in the playoffs when it counts? Lamar's not only 0-2, but his production drops dramatically in everything. completion percentage from 64% in regular season, 51% in the playoffs, 42 touchdowns in 22 regular season starts, but only 3 touchdowns in 2 playoff starts, 105 quarterback rating in regular season, 68% in the playoffs, only 6 interceptions in 15 games last year, but 2 interceptions in 1 playoff game. He fumbles it 2 times a game in the playoffs. Stop it, Rob. He's stat Padford in the playoffs. Mahomes led 3 double-digit comebacks in the playoffs. This is ridiculous. Not even close.
The reason that Mahomes had to come back was he was awful, just like he was in the Super Bowl, for 3 quarters. And he got helped out with a choke job by the 49ers in the 4th quarter for bad coaching once again. Lamar Jackson is the best player. Yes, he hasn't had the playoff success yet, but look at what he brings to the table. It's unlike anything we've ever seen. This is not a lifetime achievement award for Patrick Mahomes because he had a great first year as a starter. Stop! The 50 touchdowns are old news. Last year, he won a game in Detroit with no touchdowns against the Lions. People have seen that. He can't even score a touchdown against the Lions, and he's the best quarterback in the league, the best player. Patrick Mahomes is the 4th best player, and Lamar Jackson is the number 1 player. Ask the players, ask the media.
Number 1.
That was some intense debate right there. I just want to know why Matt Stafford and the Lions got dissed by both of you guys in the same segment. They didn't see you.
Because they have won 1 playoff game since 1957.
That's messed up, man.
That's 1 more than Lamar Jackson.
All right, well, let's get to the judges. There can only be 1 winner. We're letting the callers decide. Judge number 1, Leo in New York City. Who do you think won the debate and why?
Okay, I'm siding with Chris Broussard here. When Rob Parker's talking about the player voting Lamar Jackson as the best player, they entered the ballot last year by Thanksgiving. By that time, no one knew that, okay, Patrick Mahomes was going to win the Super Bowl. So right here, there's no debate. It's Mahomes. And they both faced each other last season. Who won? Who lost? Thank you, guys.
All right. We got one for Chris. We'll move on now. James in South Carolina, judge number 2. Who do you think won that debate?
Matt, hands down, Chris. Give Rob a standing 8 count and sit him in the corner. Chris done him up. Rob, you got to beat down to the 3rd power. Chris was by far. Mahomes was much. Mahomes is it, man. Nothing against the kid, but Mahomes is it, man.
All right, we're 1 vote away from a clean sweep. We move on now. Big Papa Doctor from California, who do you think won that debate and why?
Oh, man, come on. That was Chris Broussard. Wins and losses, quotes by Rob Parker, determined by wins and losses. Super Bowl win, 3 times in the playoffs, come back. Come on, man. It's a whitewash.
Thank you, brother. Mother! I love this music. Me and Ali, baby. I feel like dropping a hot 16.
Money!